Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早安。
I want to again wish you all a Merry Christmas.
再次来庆祝，祝贺大家圣诞快乐。
This is, of course, a very special time of the year.
这是一年中间最特殊的这样的时刻。
But it also seems like this particular year, it's also an unusually sad time of the year.
今年呢又是特别伤心的一个时刻。
Because we know that it was just a week ago, that a tragedy unfolded in Newtown, Connecticut.
我们知道一个礼拜之前在康州 Newtown 这个 地方有悲剧发生。
And these events remind us, that it seems like there is no safe place for our children anymore.
这件事情就提醒我们好像是世界上没有对我们的孩子安全的地方。
We already began to feel that it was not safe for them to go to high school after the Columbine shooting 10 years ago.
我们也已经知道在十几年前 Columbine 那个中学的枪杀案的时候，我们已经知道中学不安全。
Several years ago, we came to realize that college campuses are not safe, after the Virginia Tech shooting.
在弗吉尼亚理工学院有枪击事件之后，我们知道我们的孩子上大学也不安全。
And now it seems that even in elementary school, our children are not safe.
现在好像哪怕是小学，我们的孩子也不安全。
Of course, the whole nation is not just doing a lot of deep soul searching after this.
这个国家现在不仅仅是在自己内心深处开始这样思考。
We find ourselves asking, how could something this evil happen in such an affluent and comfortable small town?
我们就问这样的问题，为什么这么邪恶的时候你会发生在一个这么富有、这么舒服的这样的一个小的城市？
We find ourselves truly anxious.
我们发现自己，其实我们现在发现自己特别的担忧。
And living in fear.
我们甚至在活在恐惧之中。
Now when we drop our kids off at school, we wonder, are we going to see them again?
现在我们把孩子在学校放下之后，我们可能都会想，我们还会见到我们的孩子吗？
We live in a world that's so filled with so many sources of fear and anxiety.
我们这个世界真是充满了恐惧，充满了担忧。
We find that so many people are lonely.
很多人都很孤独。
So many of us don't seem to make the right choices.
我们中间很多人好像总是不能做正确的选择。
Many people feel that nobody understands what we're going through.
很多人可能知道，可能觉得没有人能够理解他们的生命发生的事情。
And sometimes we find ourselves being afraid of things that we don't even really understand.
有的时候我们甚至觉得自己在害怕那些我们不知道的事情。
Like the fiscal cliff that is looming over us next week.
就是在下个礼拜马上就要发生的这种财政的悬崖峭壁。
Nobody knows what's going to happen to our country if we go over the fiscal cliff.
没有人知道如果我们是就从这个财政悬崖掉下去的时候，我们这个国家究竟会发生什么事情。
Many economists tell us that we need to be fearful.
很多的经济学家都告诉我们，我们应该很害怕。
Because if we go over the cliff, we could end up in a recession that's worse than the one we just had.
如果我们掉进悬崖里边，我们就可能比刚刚有的这种经济危机更大。
Millions of people could lose their jobs.
可能是很多很多人都会失去自己的工作。
The unemployment rate, one report I read, the unemployment rate, it could even be as high as 11%.
有一个报告说，这失业率甚至可以到11%。
We just don't know.
我们不知道。
And it's coming next week.
下个礼拜就来了。
If Congress and the President can't agree.
如果是国会跟总统之间不能够达成协议。
And then, of course, sometimes we don't even know why we're fearful, but we feel fearful anyway.
有的时候我们甚至不知道自己为什么害怕，但是我们就是害怕。
So what is it that can save us from this anxiety and fear that we feel?
到底是什么可以能够帮助我们，让我们不再这样子担忧，不再这样子害怕？
Can we really have hope this Christmas?
我们这个圣诞节到底有没有盼望？
Can we really tell our family members, our friends, our colleagues, our neighbors with all confidence that it is really possible?Have an answer to have hope.
我们能不能带有这样的一个信心，跟我们自己的亲人、跟我们朋友、跟我们的同事、跟我们的邻居讲，我们可以这样子肯定，这一个圣诞节有一个答案，有一个盼望。
Around 2,000 years ago, around the time of the first Christmas,
2000年大概2000多年以前在第一个圣诞节的那个时刻
A group of shepherds working in a field outside of the little town of Bethlehem were among the first people to receive the answer to this question.
有一群牧羊人他们在伯利恒外边的这个草地里边在牧羊的这样一群人他们是第一个拿到这个答案的
The answer came to them when the birth of Jesus was announced in a very unusual way.
这个答案是这样子来当耶稣基督被诞生的这个消息用一种很特殊的方式这样子被宣告出来
This is recorded for us in Luke chapter 2
这在路加福音第二章
It's a very familiar scripture to many of us
在我们中间很多人都非常熟悉这个经文
The shepherds were just out in the fields late at night minding their own business
牧羊人正在晚上正在自己野地里边正在自己自洋得意
And then all of a suddenThe skies were filled with light, and they were absolutely scared stiff.
突然就一下子这个光照，整个这个天空都被光照亮，然后他们就吓得简直冻得像吓得像根棍子一样。
And then all of a sudden, an angel appeared, and then an entire choir of an untold number of angels appeared with them, shouting and singing.
突然就天使出现而且无数的这样的一个天上的这样的一个合唱团都出现了跟他们一块来唱
Do not be afraid I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you He is the Messiah, the Lord
不要惧怕看呢因为我报给你们的大喜的信息是关乎万民的因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主就是主基督
And they went on to say, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.
他们继续说在至高之处荣耀归于上帝在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Yes, in this Christmas, we dare to have hope, and we have the answer.
在这个圣诞节我们可以敢有盼望我们也有答案。
Our answer, our hope, is the birth, the arrival of the Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们的答案我们的盼望就是耶稣基督他的诞生
So how is Jesus the answer, the hope for our anxiety, for our fear this Christmas?
耶稣是如何是能够成为我们自己盼望的答案在这个圣诞节呢
Well, as we'll see in a minute, years later when Jesus began his public ministry
在我们待会儿就可以看到在几年之后当耶稣基督开始他自己的侍奉的时候
He himself also proclaimed the answer to this question
他也自己同时宣告这样的对这个问题的这样的答案。
Let's look together at Luke chapter 4, starting in verse 14.
我们来一块儿来看《路加福音》第四章，从十六节开始。
Yeah, we'll read starting in verse 16.
从十六节开始。
We'll read this together first in English and then together in Chinese.
我们先一块儿来用英文来读，然后再用中文读。
Hey, 1, 2, 3. He went up to Nazareth, where he had been brought up.And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written,
耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日，照他素常的规矩，进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。有人把以赛亚先知的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着，
The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我宣告，被掳的得释放，失明的得看见。受压迫的得自由，宣告上帝悦纳人的喜年。
Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
于是他把书卷起来，交还给管理人，就坐下。会堂里的人都定睛看他耶稣对他们说你们听见的这段经文今天已经应验了
Now by this time in his public ministry Jesus had attracted a lot of attention
在这个时候耶稣的侍奉的时候他已经是吸引了很多人的注意
He was known throughout the area for his ability to heal all kinds of diseases.
在这个地区，很多人都知道他有能力去医治疾病。
People were amazed by his power over evil spirits.
大家对于他有战胜邪恶邪灵的这种能力都感到很吃惊。
And he had a lot of people who were following him, beginning to follow him, because of his message that the kingdom of God was coming.
很多人来跟随他，因为他的信息，他说上帝的国要来了。
Now back in Jesus' time, the custom was that on the Sabbath day, which was Saturday,
在耶稣他那个时刻，大家的习惯是，一般是在安息日，一般是礼拜六。
People all gathered in the synagogue, much like we gather at church.
很多人都聚在犹太会堂里，就像我们好像聚在教会里一样。
And during part of the service, they would read from the Old Testament.
在他这个聚会的时候，都会从旧约来拿一段经文来读。
They didn't have iPods or books, they had a scroll.
他没有这种现代的那种东西 ，iPad 或者什么东西，或者书。
And so, Jesus was handed the scroll, for the book of Isaiah.
耶稣就拿起那个书卷，他就翻到了以赛亚那本书。
They would read it first in Hebrew, which was the original language.
先用希伯来文读，那是原文。
But since most people didn't understand that language, they would then interpret it in Aramaic, which was the common language of the people.
因为很多人不懂那个语言，所以他们就会再把它翻译成用阿拉伯语，就是当时大家讲的普通话。
And then just like we're doing right now, they would take an opportunity to explain the meaning of what was read.
然后就像好像我们今天这样讲到一样，也就再花时间来解释这些经文是什么意思。
And so after Jesus had finished reading it in Hebrew,
耶稣在读完用希伯来文读完之后
，He then sat down and began to teach.
他然后就坐下来开始教导。
And it says that everybody had their eyes fixed on him.
他说所有人的眼睛都定睛看着他。
You can imagine that the entire synagogue was transfixed, was looking at Jesus, waiting to hear what he was going to say.
所以会堂里面整个会堂人就看着他，想听他要如何讲。
And the words that came out of his mouth were certainly words that they had never heard before in connection with that scripture.
他从他口中所讲的话，肯定是他们以前读这个经文的时候从来没有听过的这样的话。
This was a very familiar scripture to them.
这个经文对他们来讲是非常熟的。
But what they heard Jesus say was, today,This scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
他们听到的是耶稣说，你们听见这段经文，今天已经应验了。
So how is Jesus the hope for us this Christmas?
耶稣如何在这个圣诞节是我们盼望呢？
Well, first of all, Jesus brings deliverance to us.
首先，耶稣带给我们拯救。
Using this passage of scripture from Isaiah, Jesus was proclaiming deliverance to four categories of people.
耶稣就用这段经文来跟大家来宣告他给四种人带来拯救。
The first is the poor.
首先就是贫穷的人。
Jesus said he had a message of good news to bring to people who are poor.
耶稣说他有好消息是给穷人的。
Now Jesus himself was from a very humble background.
耶稣自己的背景是很谦卑的背景。
After all, he was born in a feeding trough.
因为毕竟他是生在马槽里。
And Jesus certainly understood what it was like to be poor in first century Palestine.
耶稣懂得在第一世纪在巴勒斯坦那个时候成为穷人是什么意思。
Most of the people around Jesus were very poor.
耶稣周围的人大部分人都很穷。
But in the Bible, this word that's used to describe the poor doesn't just talk about economically poor.
当圣经说到穷的时候，它不是仅仅在讲你经济上缺乏。
The word often refers to a spiritual condition.
它常常是在说到你在属灵上的一种状况。
It describes a humble person who suffers because of his or her circumstances and is sometimes because he or she is living in a way that is right.
常常说到一个很卑微的人，他自己因为他的自己的生命的状况，所以他就受到苦难。有的时候甚至是说到他自己很敬虔的生活受到苦难。
You might remember that Jesus refers to these kinds of people in the Sermon on the Mount when he says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they receive the kingdom of God."
记得主耶稣在登山宝训的时候曾经讲到这样的人，他说：“心灵贫穷的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
Because of the difficulties they face in life, they recognize how much they need God.
因为他们在生命中去遭受这样的苦难，他们就知道自己多么需要上帝。
And thus they're especially open to the work of God in their lives.
他们也就特别的能够敞开让上帝在他们生命中间做工。
To these people, Jesus has a message of good news.
对这些人上耶稣有好消息。
God sees their suffering and he promises them a place in his kingdom.
上帝知道他们的遭受的苦难，上帝就在天国给他们有位置。
My father came to faith in Christ rather late in his life.
我父亲在他生命比较晚一段时间才接受主。
In his younger years, he didn't really sense much of a personal need for God.
年轻的时候，他不觉得自己个人需要上帝。
He had a very successful career.
他有一个很成功的事业。
He had a nice family.
也不错的家庭。
He lived in a comfortable house in the suburbs in a good school district.
也在一个在郊区有很好的房子，而且校区也非常不错。
He was enjoying a comfortable middle-class life.
他是享受一个很舒服的中产阶级的那样的生活。
His pride and his self-confidence prevented him from seeing how much he really needed God.
他的骄傲，他的所谓的自信，就实在是妨碍了他认识上帝。
But as time went on, his marriage with my mother fell apart.
在他继续在过了一段时间之后，他跟我妈妈的婚姻开始有问题。
His health started to deteriorate.
他的身体健康开始有问题。
And by the time he was 45 years old,
45岁的时候。
He was struggling as a single parent trying to take care of me and my brother.
那个时候他是做一个单身的父亲来想办法带我跟我的弟弟。
From the depth of this incredibly painful personal crisis,
在他生命中那个真的是个人危机的那个最深的痛苦之中。
In fact, it came just days after my parents' divorce was finalized in court.
差不多就是在他跟我父母之间离婚最后在法庭上最后决定之后的那几天
My dad came to recognize that even though he had a successful career
我父亲意识到他尽管他有成功的事业
And he had a decent middle class life
他有相当不错的中产阶级的生活
Spiritually speaking, he was absolutely bankrupt
在属灵上他完全是破产
He finally came to see how much he needed God
他最终意识到他多么需要上帝
And he made the decision to become a follower of Jesus Christ
他决定自己要成为耶稣基督的追随者
He became an absolutely different person after that
从这个之后他就完全变了一个人
His life that had previously been characterized by anxiety, fear, despair
他在这个之前他的生活就是充满了焦虑充满了害怕甚至充满了绝望
was transformed into one that was filled with joy and peace
就是完全改变又有喜乐又有平安
I will never forget the day that he became a Christian
我就永远不能忘记他成为基督徒的那一天
From that day, his life was so different. He was filled with joy and peace.
因为就是从那一天他的生命那么不同充满了喜乐跟平安
Indeed, Jesus Christ has good news for those who recognize their spiritual poverty.
的的确确耶稣基督就是有这样的好消息对那些知道自己在属灵上贫穷的人有好消息
because they come to him to be filled.
因为他们就到他这里来得到满足
What is your situation today?
你今天的情况如何
Are you aware of your spiritual poverty?
你有没有意识到自己的属灵上的贫穷
Do you recognize how much you need God?
有没有意识到自己多么需要上帝
It's so easy for us in life to ignore our need for God.
在生活之中特别容易把自己对上帝的需要就彻底忽略掉。
To live as if we're rich, as if we have everything we need.
好像是想活得好像觉得我们很富有我们有样样都有。
We have no problems.
我们没有问题。
When in fact we are spiritually impoverished.
但实际上我们在属灵上是贫穷。
In fact, it's often our pride that makes us unable to see our true spiritual poverty.
常常是我们自己的骄傲让我们没有办法看到我们在属灵上的这样的贫穷。
May the Lord help us to see clearly how desperately we need him.
愿上帝帮助我们让我们可以清清楚楚看到我们是多么的需要他。
So next, Jesus said that he had good news for the prisoners.
耶稣下面说我会对那个被囚的人有好消息。
He said that he's been sent to proclaim freedom for those who are in prison.
他说我是被来送来向那些被囚的人来宣告他们的自由。
Elsewhere in John chapter 8, Jesus says that those who sin, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
在约翰福音第八章的时候耶稣说所有犯罪的人就是罪的奴隶。
Jesus said that sin creates a prison that holds people in bondage.
耶稣说罪实际上是创造了一个监狱把那些犯罪的人这样子捆绑在其中。
And what's so sad is that those who are trapped in sin's grip cannot experience life the way God intended for it.
悲伤的是那些被罪这样子捆绑、这样子捆绑的人，没有办法经历上帝所给他的生命的这样的美好。
It is to these kinds of prisoners that Jesus proclaims freedom, liberation.
就是对这些犯人、这些在监狱中受捆绑的人，耶稣来宣告自由。
This is the opportunity to be liberated from the grip of sin.
这是一个机会，让我们可以从这个罪的这个捆绑之中得到自由的机会。
Do you like me long to be free from the grip of sin?
你盼不盼望能够从被这个从罪的捆绑之间得到这样自由？
A friend of one of our friends happens to be like me, a researcher in the life sciences.
我们有一个朋友就跟我一样，也是在这个是做这种生命科学研究的一个研究员。
Now in our field, research publications in the top journals are really the primary way that the world evaluates our success and our ability as life science researchers.
在我们这个领域，你能够发表在这种最好的杂志上面，能够发表你自己的研究的文章，是唯一的办法，能够真的是衡量你自己的能力，还有你自己的成就。
If you have publications in some of the top scientific journals, everybody's impressed and they think you're really good.
如果你能在这最好的这种研究杂志中间发表你自己研究的东西，人人都觉得你很了不起。
You might have heard of this expression, publish or perish, right?
有人说，这是英文，它中间有押韵。有人说，要么你发表文章，要么就死掉算了。
Well, a few months after this person, you know, became a Christian, she did something almost unheard of.
几个月这个人信主之后，她做了一件几乎没人听过这样的事情。
She admitted to her postdoctoral advisor that she had deliberately falsified one of the graphs.In a publication that they had put out.
他跟自己导师说，他在他发表的一篇文章之中，他假造了中间的数据。
Now, of course, she would do this in order to make the data look better so that the publication could go into a nice journal.
他的目的是因为这样做可以使得他整个数据就看起来很漂亮，可以到一个被一个很好的这一个杂志给接收。
Of course, it took tremendous courage for her to do the right thing and admit that what she had done was not right.
实在是要巨大的勇气，可以让她能够这样做来承认自己的错误，来把这些她所做的事情、做错事，把它变成正确的。
But Jesus gave her the strength to do that.
但主耶稣就给她这样的力量，让她如此行。
As a result of this act of faithfulness to Jesus Christ,
因为她对耶稣基督表明这样的信心、这样的一个忠心
，she demonstrated that she'd been set free from the compulsion to gain.Respect and fame in her field by any means necessary.
他就开始不被他那种在他这个领域，如果用各种各样的办法可以使得自己得到这所有名利的这样的一个冲动，这样的一个欲望，就他就从中间彻底得到自由了。
But her interesting story doesn't just end there.
可是他的有趣的故事不是就停止在这个地方。
It turns out that for about 10 years she had been consumed with a fear of driving.
他在大概十年这个时间，他都有一个很大的一个惧怕，就是开车。
And she avoided driving whenever possible.
只要有机会，他肯定不开车。
And this fear had held her in bondage for 10 years.
这个恐惧就把他这样子捆绑大概有十年左右。
One afternoon, she was overwhelmed with the holiness and the love of God.
有一天下午，他就突然就被上帝的爱、上帝的圣洁一下子就特别的感动。
And she began to face very honestly some of the problems from her own past.
她就开始好好的在回想，在开始面对，诚实的面对自己过去生命中间的问题。
And she shared some of those challenges in a confession to some Christians who had been praying for her.
她就开始向那些有些为她祷告的这些基督徒开始来认罪。
Now the amazing thing is that beginning that very evening, she fear of driving left her.
就在那天晚上。那个开车的惧怕就走了
，and she was set free.
她就得自由了。
Do you find yourself right now struggling in the grip of some sort of sin in your life?
你有没有觉得自己也在你生命中有些什么样的罪这样子来捆绑你
？I want to especially challenge the young people who are here.
我特别想在这中间的年轻人来给你们挑战。
What I'm about to say has application for all of us.
我将要说的当然对我们所有人都可以来应用。
You find yourself being consumed with the desire to do whatever it takes to get accepted by the people around you?
你有没有这样的一个欲望，好像是一定要周围的人想方设法做任何的事情，让周围的人可以接纳你
？Even if it means you have to do things that you know are wrong?
特别是你觉得哪怕是你一定要做错的事情。
Do you find yourself striving to accumulate more and more stuff or having certain kinds of things, certain kinds of possessions in order to make yourself feel good?
你有没有觉得自己好像是拼命要去拿弄很多很多东西在自己生命之中让自己感觉好？
Do you find yourself craving for power or for fame, maybe at work or maybe even here in the church?
你有没有觉得自己这好像是特别被那种要一定要有权力，一定要有这种地位，这样的名声，这样的愿望，这样紧紧捆绑，不管是在你的工作中，甚至在教会里。
Do you sometimes have a hard time controlling your own anger and you find yourself lashing out at the people around you who are the closest to you?
你有没有觉得自己好像很难控制自己的愤怒，特别是对自己所亲近的人，总是这样子来发怒
？Do you struggle with a sexual sin that threatens to destroy both you and your family?
你有没有在性的方面有一个罪的这样的挣扎，而这个挣扎是要摧毁你的家庭？
There are so many different ways in which sin can imprison us.
罪可以用很多种办法来把我们捆绑住。
One of my former teachers used to say that Satan offers cafeteria-style bondage.
我原来有一个老师就是说，撒旦喜欢就好像是自助餐方式一样，来以这种方式来给你提供各种各样的这种捆绑。
He has some way to destroy you, and it might be different than the next person, but there's some way out there that he can attack and put us in bondage.
他总归是有一个办法可以把你摧毁，他当然可能是跟另外一个人不太一样，但是他一定要想方设法。
There are so many ways in which sin can destroy our relationship with God and destroy our relationships with the people around us.
罪可以有很多种办法可以来摧毁我们跟上帝的关系，还有我们跟周围人的关系。
The good news, especially at this Christmas, is that Jesus has the power to set us free from those things.
好消息是耶稣基督给我们这样的能力，可以让我们得到自由。
Sin is like a prison.
罪就像个监狱。
But Jesus has the keys. He opens the gate. And invites us to come out of the prison.
但耶稣有钥匙，他可以打开监狱的门，把这些犯人，让我们这些捆绑的人可以出来。
He is the way out of the prison.
他是让我们冲出这个监狱的这个道路。
So Jesus said he had good news for the poor, freedom for the prisoners. Next, he says, I have recovery of sight for the blind.
耶稣说，我有好消息给穷人，能给这些在监狱之中的人给他们自由。下面他说我会给这些盲人给他们光亮。
Now, of course, Jesus healed many people who were physically blind during his years on earth.
耶稣在这个世上当然他已经医治过很多很多真正的看不见的人盲人。
But Jesus also understood that blindness is not just something that affects people physically.Even more importantly, it can affect people spiritually.
耶稣当然知道这一个盲眼看不见不仅仅是影响人在好像在物理上的这样的一个东西，实际上影响我们在属灵上的同样的影响。
People with 20/20 physical vision can sometimes be totally blind to spiritual truth.
可能就是说人的眼睛有100%好眼睛，到最后可能是属灵上是完全的是瞎眼。
Even when those truths are plainly laid out in front of them.
即使是当这个真理完完全全的放在完全明明白白的放在他面前
Maybe you know someone who is living in that way.
你可能认识这样的一个人他就过着这样的生活
They never seem to see the problems in their own life.
他从来看不到他们自己生命中间的问题
They can't see the problems in their own family.
他也看不到他自己的问题在他这个家庭里面
They don't sense any need for forgiveness from God or from other people.
他不觉得自己需要上帝的饶恕，需要周围人的饶恕。
Yet sometimes they're aware of how empty they feel.
尽管他们有的时候知道自己是多么的空虚。
And sometimes they feel like they're losing control.
有的时候他们甚至知道自己好像失控一样。
To those who are blind, Jesus has good news.
对这些瞎眼、这些盲人，耶稣给他们好消息。
He has come to proclaim recovery of sight for people who are blind.
主耶稣要给这些人给他光。
People who were previously unable to understand spiritual truths.
要给这些以前是不知道、不能够理解属灵的真理的人。
What about you this morning?
今天你的情况如何
？I'm assuming that if you walked into the fellowship hall today without assistance, that probably your eyesight is working fine.
你要是能够如果能够进到这个大厅，没有人扶着你，你大概眼睛是可以看得见。
But how about the eyes of your heart?
可是你心灵的眼睛呢
Interestingly, many of the people whom Jesus confronted about being spiritually blind were the Pharisees, people who should have known God very well.
有趣的是，上帝所面对、所挑战的很多的人，在心灵上是瞎眼的，往往是法利赛人，他们本来认识应该认识上帝的。
You may come to the church every Friday when there's an activity, and every Sunday.
你可能是每个礼拜都来教会，礼拜五或者礼拜天。
You even serve in the church.
可能甚至在教会里边侍奉。
But are you able to see clearly the spiritual truths that are in front of us?
你有没有办法清清楚楚看到在我们面前的这属灵的真理？
Are you able to receive the truths that the Holy Spirit wants to communicate to you?
有没有办法接收圣灵所要传给你的这样的真理？
Can you sense when the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to you and prompt you in your life?
有没有能够感觉到圣灵在你生命中常常给你这样的轻轻的推动你？
Let's ask the Lord to open the eyes of our hearts so that we can see Him more clearly and see the spiritual truths in front of us more clearly.
我们也来，让我们来求主，让他把我们的心灵的眼睛打开，所以我们可以清清楚楚看到属灵的真理。
So Jesus came with good news to the poor, to the prisoners, to the blind, and finally Jesus says He came to release the oppressed.
耶稣他有好消息给贫穷的人，能够使被掳的人可以得到释放，也给光给这些看不见的人。现在最后主耶稣说，他说是受压迫的人要得到自由。
People who are oppressed are living under the cruel and the harsh domination of a power that is greater than they are.
如果一个人是被压迫的这样的人，活在这种情况之下，往往是这一个能力在他们生命之中这样子欺压他们。
And what concerned Jesus the most in his public ministry?
耶稣在他自己的侍奉过程中，他最关心的是
is that everywhere he went, he saw people who were being spiritually oppressed.
他不管他去什么地方，他发现人们是在属灵上，在灵里边被压迫。
People were being oppressed by evil spirits.
人被邪灵如此的压迫。
People lived under the domination and oppression of sin.
被罪的这种控制来压迫。
People stumbled because of spiritual blindness.
因为他们这样子常常跌倒，因为属灵上看不见。
And people lived in bondage to the fear of death.
因为人们对死亡的恐惧，所以他们被捆绑。
To these spiritually oppressed people, Jesus comes with good news.
对这些属灵上也被捆绑的人，耶稣就有好消息。
He came to announce deliverance.
他来宣告自由。
I have a faculty colleague who often travels to Honduras in Central America.
我有一个同事在学校里边，他常常到洪都拉斯去中间讲学。
And when he's there, he works with a Christian ministry that's involved in community development work in some of the rural areas of the country.
他在那边，他往往是参与在那个国家有一个基督教的机构，去帮助那些在国家里边乡村很穷乡村里边来帮助社区的这种开发。
And several years ago, during one of his trips to Honduras, he had a chance to meet a young man in his early 20s who had one of the most remarkable stories to tell.
几年前他到洪都拉斯的时候碰到了一个人20岁左右，他自己生命中有个非常非常奇妙的故事。
When this young man had been about 6 years old, a little boy living in the village,
这个人大概六岁的时候，当他是个小男孩子住在一个乡村里。
The house that he was living in caught fire and burned completely to the ground.
他所住的房子一下子就失火了，一下烧的没有了。
And everyone else in his family except him was killed.
所有人全都死掉，只有他活着。
He alone escaped.
他就自己逃出来。
And he was absolutely devastated and scarred from this experience.
他就彻底垮掉，因为这个经历使他一生就带来很重的创伤。
You can imagine that this would be a severe case of post-traumatic stress disorder.
你可以说这是一个典型的这个遭受创伤之后期的这样的一个反应。
The boy ended up fleeing the village.
这个男孩子就逃出这个村庄。
And he spent many, many, many years living as a homeless person out in the jungle.
他就在丛林之中生活了很多年，就是无家可归的那样子情况。
He had no interaction with other people.
他跟人没有任何的接触。
He refused to come into the village.
他拒绝进到这个村庄里。
People who were concerned about him would leave food out at the edge of town for him to come in and pick up and take back to where he was living.
对他很担忧、很关怀的人就把食物放在村庄的旁边， 然后他就从丛林之间把食物拿走，再带到丛林里面去。
But nobody was able to actually bring him back into the community and integrate him back into the community.
没有人有办法把他重新带到他们这个社区里边，想办法让他重建。
Now one day, an American pastor from Florida, who was also part of the same ministry as my faculty colleague, happened to be in that community working with a group of farmers.
有一天，一个美国牧师从佛罗里达过来，也正好是跟我那个同事一块儿在那边侍奉。他们在跟周围有一群的农民在一块儿工作。
And he heard people talking about this strange boy who lives out in the jungle.
听到有人大家就讲到这个奇怪的男孩子住在那个丛林里边。
Then one day, when this American pastor was standing with a group of farmers talking about one of the projects they were doing.
有一天，这个美国牧师在跟那些农民在谈他们所要做的一个工程。
This boy started coming out of the jungle and getting closer and closer to where the group of people were standing.
这个男孩子就从这个丛林中间出来，越来越靠近他们这帮人。
The pastor felt the Holy Spirit prompting him to go over to the boy and lay hands on him and pray for him to be delivered from what was oppressing him.
这个牧师呢就觉得圣灵在提醒他，在推动他，让他去到那个男孩子旁边身边，把手按手在他身上，来为他祷告，让他得到自由。
Amazing, the boy allowed him to do this.
奇妙的是这个男孩子让他做这个事情。
He prayed for him.
他为他们祷告。
Asked God to deliver him from oppression.
求上帝能够让他在这种欺压之中，压迫之中得到拯救。
Then the boy left.
这个男孩子就离开了。
Several years later, the pastor came back to that community.
几年之后，这个牧师又重新回到这个社区里。
And he was delighted to hear the news that this boy had come out of the jungle and was now a Christian and was living in the community again.
他非常高兴听到这个孩子从这个丛林中间出来，成为一个基督徒，现在住在他们社区里。
He was now living a normal life, totally set free from what had oppressed him before.
他现在过着一个正常的生活，完全从他以前被压迫的那种状况得到了自由。
By the time my faculty colleague met him, he was in his early 20s and was working as a waiter in a restaurant.
当我自己的同事见到他的时候，他已经是20多岁，在一个餐馆里边做招待。
Jesus Christ had totally transformed his life and set him free.
耶稣基督完全地改变了他的生命，给了他这样的自由。
How do you feel this morning?
你今天感觉如何？
Do you need liberation from spiritual oppression?
你需不需要在属灵上的这种压迫之中得到自由？
Do you struggle under the weight of spiritual oppression?
你有没有在属灵上有这种压迫，这种沉重把你压在底下？
Do you find yourself crying out the way Paul did sometimes?
你有没有觉得自己有的时候就像保罗一样，这样子高声这样的呼求？
When I want to do good, I don't. And when I try not to do wrong, I find myself doing it anyway.
他说我所愿意的善我不能做，我不去做，我所不愿意的恶我反倒去做。
Have you struggled so long in your life with a particular sin, a particular weakness, some kind of bondage? You've struggled so long that you feel that there's no hope of ever being free?
你有没有在你的生命中间就有些任何什么捆绑，你已经挣扎了那么多年，你甚至觉得都没有什么盼望了。
Jesus' message to you today is the same as it was that day to the people in the synagogue in Nazareth.
耶稣今天给我们的这样的一个信息，就像几千年前他给当时会堂里边在拿撒勒那帮人一样。
He wants to release you from your oppression.
他想让我们在拯救之中，在压迫之中得到自由。
So what can we do this morning if we find ourselves among the poor, the prisoners, the blind, or the oppressed?
如果我们今天我们觉得自己就是这个贫穷的，我们就是这种被掳的，就是失明的，就是被压迫的，我们该怎么办？
Romans chapter 10 gives us the answer.
罗马书第十章给我们这样的。
Let's read this together, first in English, then in Chinese.
先用英文读，再用中文。
If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
你若口里宣认耶稣为主，心里信上帝叫他从死人中复活，就必得救。
As the scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
经上说，凡信靠他的人必不蒙羞，因为凡求盖主名的就必得救。
This is a precious promise from the Lord.
这是主的真是很珍贵的应许。
He calls us, He invites us to pray.
他邀请我们来祷告。
And He calls us to cry out to Him.
他邀请我们来向他呼求。
From the depths of our heart.
从我们内心的深处来呼求。
Asking Him to work, asking Him to set us free.
来请求他在我们生命中工作，来求他让我们得到自由。
Not just something we do once in our life.
不是我们只在我们生命中做那么一次而已
But something that we do continually.
而是我们不停地要做常常要做
Whenever we find ourselves struggling with our spiritual poverty, our blindness, our oppression.
只要是我们发现我们自己在挣扎在贫穷在我们属灵的贫穷在我们被掳的情况在我们好像失明在属灵上失明还在属灵上被压迫
He promises us that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved
他说凡他应许我们凡求告主名的就必得救
So how is Jesus the hope for us this Christmas?
耶稣在一个耶稣为如何可以成为我们这个圣诞的盼望
How is he the hope?
他如何成为盼望记得刚
He brings deliverance, amen
因为他带来拯救
But there's more.
There's 还有第二个
I want to share with you one more exciting thought before we wrap up this morning.
再来分享一个，在我们结束之前，我们再看一个问题。
Do you remember what our church's mission statement says?
记不记得我们教会的使命宣言是如何说
？It's on the main web page. It's also on the mission and vision web page.
在我们网站上面。
It says the transformed.Bring Christ's transformation.
说被更新改变的人带来基督的更新改变。
So Jesus also brings deliverance to the world through us.
耶稣要为这个世界带来拯救，要通过我们。
As Jesus concluded his brief sermon that day in the synagogue in Nazareth,
耶稣在他那天在拿撒勒的会堂里边，在结束他的那个短短的讲道的时候，他如此说。
He announced that he had come to proclaim.The year of the Lord's favor.
他说他来是宣告上帝悦纳人的喜年。
That's just like what the angels proclaimed to the shepherds. Peace on earth. God's favor.
就好像那些天使当时他们宣告的在地上平安归他所喜悦的人。
God's favor doesn't just last for one year.
上帝的喜悦不是只是一年而已。
It continues even now.
他继续直到今天。
So Jesus' message doesn't just stop with the group of people who happened to be in the synagogue in Nazareth that day.
所以耶稣基督的他的信息不是只在拿撒勒那一天所听的人就在那边停止。
This is actually the heart of the gospel.
这就是福音的中心。
This is a message for everyone.
这是一个为我们所有人的这样的一个信息。
Jesus' intention is that everyone.Who hears and receives his message of deliverance after being transformed by it should take that message to other people who need it.
耶稣的心意是我们所有的人当我们听到主耶稣的福音的之后当我们的生命被这个福音改变我们要把这个福音再带给别人让他们也得到更新改变。
Interestingly, those shepherds out in the field that night who were scared stiff by the angels, they were the first people to do this.
有趣的是那些牧羊人在第一个晚上第一个圣诞节晚上他们那天是被大光吓得是僵硬他们是第一批人可以把这个好消息往外带的
The Bible says that they went rushing into Bethlehem to see Jesus
圣经说到他们就冲到伯利恒去找耶稣基督
And then they went around telling everybody what they had seen and heard
他们也到处去跟周围的人讲他们所看到了什么
Let's take a quick look at Romans chapter 10
我们再看罗马书第十章。
How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
然而人未曾信他，怎能求告他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
How can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美！
We are all called and sent.
我们所有人都是被呼召，也是被差遣的。
I want everybody to look down at your feet.
你能我想让大家每个人都看自己的脚。
Aren't they beautiful?
是不是很美丽
？Aren't they beautiful?
漂亮不漂亮
？The Bible says that our feet are beautiful.
圣经说我们的脚是佳美。
Amen. Now, of course, today Jesus is not physically present with us the way he was in the synagogue in Nazareth that Saturday.
主耶稣今天当然没有像他那个时候在拿撒勒的会堂里边这样子出现。
But he has chosen us as Christians to be his representatives here on earth.
他来呼召我们作为基督徒在这个世上做他的代表。
And he has equipped us to do this by filling us with his Holy Spirit.
他也是用圣灵充满我们来装备我们可以来如此行。
We have the privilege and the responsibility to continue carrying his message both with our words and by the way that we live our lives.
我们有这样的特权，也有这样的装备，让我们可以在这个世界上继续透过我们的语言，透过我们的行为，如何过我们生活，来继续传扬他的信息。
God uses the redeemed to redeem.
上帝用这个被拯救的去拯救。
God uses the healed to heal.
上帝用被医治的去医治。
God uses the restored to restore.
上帝用这被重建的去重建。
And God uses the transformed to transform.
上帝用被更新改变的去更新改变。
So thanks be to God that He has provided us with such a sure answer.
感谢主，上帝给了我们这样子一个肯定的答案。
To the anxiety, the despair, the oppression, the fear that we feel in us and around us.
所以我们可以面对在这个世界上所有的这种不安、这种绝望、这种恐惧，还有这一切的所有的捆绑。
And thanks be to God that He has given us a sure reason to have hope this Christmas.
感谢主，上帝给了我们一个肯定的这样的一个道理，这样的一个肯定，这样一个笃定，我们在这个圣诞节有盼望。